Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. I hope you're ready because we're about to kick your weekend off right. Today on Daily Pop, are Kim and Kanye back together? Ooh. The big move that has us guessing. Margaret Stewart McGraw is here.
I think...
Marticia Adams on the seat to the right.
Oh, no.
Okay, I love the hair. I love it long.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. My dress is a
pistachio.
Little short. Like, right? It's a little short, a little tight, but it's working out on Friday. It's
it
okay.
Looks good.
Thank you. I'm going to sit like this the whole time.
And I don't know what is happening over there.
I'm just chopped liver over here.
I love your outfit.
Thank you.
You look great.
You know what outfit I really love?
Huh?
Kim's wedding dress.
Because
Kimye's second wedding went down at Kanye's Donda listening party last night. Now, during the final song, Kanye was greeted by Kim in a wedding dress.
Ooh.
She had a veil covering her face, and at the time, fans weren't sure if it was actually her, but E! News can confirm it was Kim in that Balenciaga gown. Now, I don't know. This threw me for a loop.
It did not throw me.
You think they're getting back together?
I don't think they've ever separated in the way that we thought that they've separated. I feel like I've said this a million times this week or maybe on another show. I can't even remember. But I just don't feel, I feel like Kim and Kanye are souls that are going to be linked for the rest of their lives, whether they're in a
traditional romantic relationship.
I feel like they have that Gemini Libra bond.
Oh.
And I don't think there's no one else for Kanye and there's going to be no one else for Kim. It's really hard to replace those two people in your life. I mean, they have such magnitude. I don't see it just dissolving into nothing. And this, I mean, also they are like, I mean, they know how to get attention. They know how to get press. I mean, they, you know, everyone's
and who
obviously.
Who was that chick that he, I saw that he was with?
Yeah.
The model?
Yeah. Shashina, whatever her name was.
Arena. But by the way, Arena Shake, our producer's like, guys. But the thing is that we saw photos of them 16 feet apart in France. Like that could have been a very, that is nothing about their dynamic between the two of them that we've actually physically seen.
Right.
Has been romantic or at all sexual.
I don't know. If I get in a private jet with a man to France, I'm definitely going to show him my ugly. No.
No, you know, but I feel like they're in that fashion world together. They're both like Ricardo Tisci.
No, I'm definitely, if I'm.
Don't listen to
let
him.
Let me say something. That was going on. I think what Kim and Kanye are doing here is Kanye did Kim the favor. He threw an audible when the Kardashians first started. He would come on the show. Mm-hmm. He would make an appearance. He would show his love for her. Now she's doing the same thing. She's returning the favor years later. This is kind of sort of like Christina Hack and Tariqa Moussa. Ooh. They hate each other. Can't stand to be in a room with each other.
But
what they understand is the branding and the bigger picture. Kim understands the branding
still,
and the bigger picture.
I think Kim is still like, I'm still this bitch, Arena. Like, don't play here.
Yeah,
I'm still this bitch, and don't even get you. Like, you really joined in real quick, real early. Like, rebound status, Kanye. Like, you can have fun and do your thing, but like, there's only one.
And they got four kids together.
Give me a break.
She started a whole family with this man, so it's not going to be that easy.
Yes.
To let it go, and he's been reportedly still making money because he hasn't released the album. So this is the reason why he keeps making money, because he keeps coming with antics like this.
She participates.
Hey, we like it.
Yes.
By the way, I don't even know what is this?
We don't, no one knows.
It's only Kanye West. So it's a listening party, but like, who, like, we can barely get mascara. Like, who paying for this whole day?
He made $7 million on the last two shows in Atlanta because people are buying merch. People are buying $100 tickets. They're buying $40 chicken. They're buying $100 nachos and $40 chicken fingers. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
I bet you that woman got to Chicago and she thought she was just going to watch the show. And he was like, I'm going to need you to run this dress on.
I got a wedding dress for you. Put it on.
I agree. I think it's one of those things. I mean, she could have been like, I love him and I'm going to do this for Kanye. But also, it's like, it's hard to leave that orbit. He's very magnetic. And she's been doing this for years.
So the other thing that's really interesting, you know, the kids were in the house. Khloe and Kylie were in the house. They were all living for it.
Kylie was there.
But I just read this thing on TMZ that Kim is not dropping West from her name.
I told you that too.
And she is saying it's because of the kids.
Agree. You don't listen to me. I need you to open up and listen to me sometimes. I knew she was not going to drop West. Kim Kardashian West is too good. It sticks. She's not going back to Kim Kardashian.
Well,
Kim Kardashian's 2011.
KKW. But he's dropping West. He's dropping everything.
Yeah, but you know.
So it don't matter.
But also.
She's like, I just want to be yay.
She's, which, by the way, we'll see if that happens. But that probably will happen. What am I talking about? But
Margaret, do you think it's for the kids? Or do you think it's because West holds a lot more weight in the fashion world?
Ooh.
And that's where she wants to be.
I think she's Kimberly Kardashian West at this point, and I do think it's, I think it's mixed. And I think that, that she, that is her name.
Yeah.
That is her name.
I get it. I get it.
I mean, if first of all, they're not divorced. So
they're not going.
That's the thing.
Lonnie, do you think they're going to get divorced?
No.
They're not going to get. They might be married for the rest of their lives and not be together. They're not splitting that up.
You know, it's one of those couples where he's still married to her. He can do his thing. She can do her thing. But no, that's still my husband. I think that that's what it's looking like.
Now I'm like, are they going to do Met Gala together? Someone asked me that. I'm like, no way. I think she'll go alone. He's not going to go alone.
No.
That's actually a really good point.
But now
I never thought about it. Maybe they might do it together.
But do we think they're going?
As well.
I don't know if they're going. I get a weird feeling
about
Met. Really?
I don't think she would miss a chance.
Oh, no.
I don't think. She has a good in with Anna Wintour. She wants to keep that relationship alive. And the Kardashian-Jenners have been at the center of Met Gala for years. You got to keep up your street cred. Don't let these D'Amelios come in and swoop your up.
No, oh, my God.
But sometimes it's about letting a person, because Kanye is special, it's about adjusting and letting him be himself.
Yes.
And I think that's what we're seeing. And that's what we're going through, you know, and that's what she's going through.
She also know what happens when Kanye hears no. We've seen those tweets.
Well,
yeah, I don't think he hears that often.
Hope not. The trailer for the new Princess Diana movie, Spencer, just dropped, and people are already thinking it could land K-Stew an Oscar. Take a look at the two words she said in the trailer.
Mom, they're waiting for you.
Everything.
They don't.
They don't.
They didn't.
Oscar, you. Now, the movie is out November 5th. People are saying that this is an amazing movie. CinemaCon premiered it this week, and fans are saying it's crazy. Do you think that K-Stew could get the Oscar?
Americans get so caught up when they hear a British accent. Oh, my God, it's an Oscar.
Yes. Yes. Yes!
It's just an accent.
It's an accent. And that's what actors are supposed to be able to do, is have accents. Was that shady?
Yes, it was not shady.
But you're
on a Friday.
I'm supposed to know about Kim Kardashian West and Kanye. They're supposed to be able to have accents. It's not, I don't think that's a shady. It's what your job description is. I think that there is such a deep obsession with Princess Diana that will live on forever. I hate to use the word trendy, but trendy right now. We've seen her in The Crown. Like, there's a whole fixation on the royals. So I do think this is gonna get her a nomination. Is it gonna get her the award? I'm gonna go ahead and say, not that my guesses mean anything because we never go back and see anything, but no, I don't think so.
I think we need to see the movie because she doesn't really look like Princess Di, but if she can't captured the essence of her. That's what Oscar voters really love. That's what they love.
The only problem with this Princess Di is that there have already been two iterations of it. So I think people are died out. Like, I am Lady Di to the core.
No, Justin, the fascination with this woman, it will live on for the rest of our lives and beyond.
Because there's still the mystery of how did she die? Who actually did it? What was the cause? Was it really an accident? Was somebody else involved? It's a lot.
Do you not have cable, bitch? Because IDTV has been doing these specials for the last 17 years. I've seen enough Princess.
I know.
Why do I know the kind of car she was in? I know every detail.
But there is heavy speculation still.
Exactly.
You're right about the circumstances surrounding the crash, which I know this movie's not. And it's also there's so much history and sort of uncertainty about who she was privately. Obviously, we know her struggles with bulimia. And there's just still so much.
The reason why Angela Bassett broke out as Tina Turner was because there was one movie. Selena became a big hit for J-Lo was because there was one Selena movie. We're talking about... There's too many Princess Dies. The market is oversaturated. It's like showing up at a Halloween costume as Beyonce and everybody is single ladies Beyonce.
I think you think that because we've been the royals have been around, but I feel like the crown, we just got Diana this season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? I
feel like it took a while.
No, do we have one?
Yes,
right?
They previewed who's gonna play
the older one.
Yes,
for this,
I cannot
this next one.
Wait.
Yeah, they have an older one. That's what I'm saying. That is the obsession, and I think this will be a good vehicle for her. We're used to seeing her with the vampire. Now she's a princess.
Oh, she broke up with that vampire a long time ago, Lonnie. Get your ass to Us Weekly, okay? Coming up, Camila Cabello's been spotted rocking a ring. So is she engaged to Shawn Mendes? And is it ever okay to go hand to hand in front of your kids?
I'm gonna go
Tim McGraw
hand
and Faith Hill
right
think
now.
So. Come right now.
Right now, we about
we gonna
to
scar
this.
Her right now.
Talking smack.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tim McGraw is making a surprising confession about his marriage to Faith Hill. They fight, and they aren't afraid to duke it out in front of them babies. Mm. In a New People interview, Tim says, love is being angry. Love is not talking for a day. Love is getting in each other's face. They always say you're not supposed to fight in front of your kids. Everybody fights in front of their kids. That's a part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I want to go live at their house.
I
think it's not about name calling, though. I think it's a way that you fight in front of your kids, where you don't put down the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're fighting about something, you fight. But when it gets to name calling and stuff like that, then that's no.
But I don't feel like that's realistic. I feel like there's going to be a time where you get so pissed at your husband or wife that you're going to be. I feel like I grew up. My mom called my dad an asshole in front of me sometimes.
Yeah,
you're being such an asshole. Like I don't know. Like
that's not really like a name. That's a verb.
What's a name? Like what's a name calling? Like saying you're a.
A lying piece of
bleep.
Yeah,
you know,
going that far.
Okay, yeah. There's a level of fighting in front of the kids.
Or calling your mom a whore.
Yes. Right, Lonnie.
Yes.
Lonnie was like a bleep. She started out casual, and then she was like, "Your mom's a whore." Yeah.
She ran that in.
Damn.
I'm like,
Lonnie.
Girl, put some lube on.
She goes, "Let me put." Yeah. But,
don't be talking about Susan like that. The problem with that whole philosophy of not fighting in front of your kids is that you have a whole generation of adults who don't know how to constructively disagree with each other and move on. So if you don't see it, you don't learn it. And the other thing that happens is I know people and I've met people in my life who say, you know, my parents never fought. Mm. They just never fought. They had the perfect relationship. Mm. You're setting your children up to have this unrealistic expectation of what marriage is about. So if they don't see you fight or disagree, they're going to think, oh my God, my marriage is bad. I have to get out of this because my parents never did this.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, my mom used to kick out guys, so that did affect me. Like, she'd have boyfriends, and, like, he'd start, like, living, and then, you know, after
and
2 months...
And you'd like them,
get out the house, we have to kick them all out.
Yeah.
He'd throw all this stuff, and that affects a child. So yes. I think it's like I said, it's the type of fighting that is done that can hurt or either help the child.
100%.
And if you talk to the child, if they see that they're loving each other, then that's something different. They're going to be together.
You know, my mom was single. So I never saw parents disagree or come to, a constructive conclusion about their kids. So I always know it's my way or the highway, which is why I'm probably single and I'm sitting with plants all day, every day. Because I don't know how to constructively fight in front of somebody. But, you know, working for Kyle Richards for so long and working in that home, I kind of sort of learned a little bit because of she and Maurice.
Oh.
But I didn't grow up with people.
Right. Did they fight in front of you?
They fought on the phone, right?
No, they wouldn't fight. What they would do is they would agree or disagree with one another, and then they would get over it and move past it in front of, the kids.
Right.
Like, they knew how to do it.
Right.
And she knew how to disarm them, and he knew how to disarm her. And it was nice, to see it.
Do you think you're going to fight in front of Rose?
I think for sure there's going to be something that happens. I agree with you about the name calling. But I definitely think, life's long, right? Things happen. You get upset. Everybody has a bad day. I don't think I'm going to be able to shield her from...
I love this couple, though. I love them.
Me too.
They're doing a lot. They're doing it still. They're having a good time. They're a hot couple.
Well, can we talk about another hot couple?
Yes, please.
There have been a ton of engagement rumors about Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. She's even been seen wearing a big old rock on that finger. Listen to what she just revealed on Jimmy Fallon, though.
Oh, okay. I want you to clear something up for me. You did this TikTok video. Look here. It looks like there's a ring on that finger.
Ooh, is this news?
And this is
no,
what...
guys. Oh. Sorry, I cut you off.
Wait, but that's it? Wait, do you want me to
Send
ask?
It over to you.
You already know what I'm going to ask?
Oh,
did Shawn Mendes ask you to marry him?
He has not, and I am not engaged. I swear to God, I don't know what hand the engagement ring goes on, so sometimes I'll just, put it on my ring finger. And, I'd actually like you to enlighten me. Which hand is the engagement hand? Because I don't know. My parents are married, and they both lost their rings. And so I, literally, my mom couldn't tell me either.
I'm not saying it. What did you just say, Morgan?
No, don't put... I'm done talking on this show.
She just said, I put it on my ring finger.
She literally was like, I don't know what finger it goes on, but then when I put it on my engagement finger, and I was like, girl.
She said...
I don't know. Why am I always the bitch? What do you think? What is that? What's happening?
I think there's a minute, acute, small amount of women who actually don't want to be married, who are cool with just being chill.
Where is he going?
I think she is one of those women.
I don't know.
I think that she doesn't care about being married.
It's a Friday. You can't come with that.
Come on.
BS.
I don't think she cares.
First of all, okay.
You don't care about...
I think she cares about people thinking that she's engaged, because why would you put your hand like this in front of your thing like this and shake it? Like, come on, let me do... Hold on, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Listen, I don't think she necessarily was calculated in putting a ring on her finger. I'm not going to speak to that, but I definitely think she knows what hand it goes on. And I definitely think she could just be like, no, he hasn't asked me to marry him. We're not engaged. We're having fun. We're a hot young couple. I'm like, that's it. It's not your business. Like, I just think when she got into the long extended explanation about and then she started tugging on the earring, and then she was like, my parents lost their ring and I don't know what ring, but it goes on this finger. And I was like, what? Where are we going? It was like trying to get on
just
and off the
pose,
freeway.
And pose, yeah. You
She's serving
show
here,
it.
But I just don't. You guys are not helping me here, so I'm not going to.
No, I was just asking.
It's just.
I mean, you know.
Is there another topic that's more it? Yeah.
Hey, you guys, look at my new teeth. Yeah. Oh my God, do you like this? Oh my God, do you like this infallible L'Oreal? Isn't it such a nice,
like,
cute?
I don't even think that's, like, that also could be, like, a glare. Like, I don't think this ring symbol, she wasn't trying to symbolize anything with this ring. I'm just saying the explanation for not knowing got a little...
it was the explanation
convoluted
that got her.
And, like, just be like, no, he hasn't asked me to marry him, and I don't, whatever, Jimmy Fallon, next.
And they've been together for a while, so people naturally are going to say, are you guys engaged? That's just a natural thing.
It's
so
annoying.
She has to get ready for that. Did she have a ring on that one?
No.
Talking about engagement.
Up
next, are Kylie and Travis ever going to tie the knot? And are they doing the right thing by not? We have our relationship expert here to talk about it.
Yes, baby.
Stick around.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk about settling down without settling. Please welcome relationship expert Diane Valentine in the house, y'all.
All right. Hey, guys.
Travis and Kylie.
Yes.
Baby number two.
I'm so happy for them.
Me too.
Yes, I'm happy for
them. But everyone's like, where's the ring?
But is it really necessary?
Can
because
you speak
here's,
to that?
Here's the thing is that I really admire women that are willing to say, look, I'm going to have love on my own terms. And I'm okay if I don't have the legalities of it because our relationship and the love is strong enough that we don't need it.
But do you think if she wasn't a billionaire that we would be saying the same thing? Or would we be saying, no, sis, secure the bag. Get you some insurance. Make sure you make him marry you because
no,
he got all the cash.
No, I think because she's a millionaire, that says that she's not concerned about child support. It says that she's not concerned about alimony or all the other, you know, securities that come from being legally married. But what she is saying is that, hey, I'm good enough to be with this dude and start a family, and that is commitment enough for me.
Hmm.
Wow, that's a new way of thinking for women.
It is a very progressive thing for women to say that I'm okay with creating the relationship that works for me.
But how do you, because I always thought that you get married if you're going to have children.
Mm-hmm.
I think
right.
For the child, do you think that that'll affect their children because they're not married?
That's an old school way to
yeah,
think,
it
mommy.
Is because children are fine. Children adjust faster than anybody else. They're okay with having these non-traditional roles of family because they don't know anything else.
So what's the purpose of marriage then?
Well, look.
Ooh! Look, Lonnie got some shit off her chest.
By the way, we
today.
Just made this 2 blocks. So get
right. Well, look, I will say this. As much as I admire women that are willing to have love on their own terms, it's not something that I would necessarily do for myself.
Okay.
Because I had to make it really clear to my husband that you got to have the papers on this booty.
Woo!
If you want it. You got to make it legal.
Dang.
Now, that's my own opinion.
What if you find yourself in a relationship where one of you feels very strongly about getting
yes.
married and the other person is not necessarily in that same space and isn't communicating? Mm-hmm. They don't want to get married, but you think you can change them. You can't, right?
No, you definitely cannot change anybody when it comes to their desire, their commitment that they're willing to make in the name of love. Now, what you can do is you can say, you know what? We're not compatible. Because we simply don't want the same thing, so we should move on.
Yeah.
But if you can find happiness in a relationship where you don't have that ultimate contract of a commitment and you are happier than you have ever been, what's wrong with that?
What do you think, how long does a person should wait if one person wants to get married and the other one doesn't?
I disagree.
Oh, you don't think
5 years or more.
5 years?
Five
you think
years
I'm waiting
more.
5?
Girl, look, you don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. You don't know who the person is. You likely don't know what you really want.
But what
want.
If you want, baby? Okay, so at what age are you saying wait 5 years?
At any age.
Really? So
yes,
you're saying,
if you're 20, you should wait 10 years.
Okay,
wow.
So if you're 30, you should be like, I'm going to date this person 5 years. But then
at
what if
least.
What if you want to have babies? It's not always easy to be able to just pop
Listen,
out a baby at 40.
But there are so many ways to parent a child. There's so many babies in the
yeah,
world that
right.
need love. Yeah. Why are we so tied to, if it's not biologically my child, then I cannot love it.
You know why?
That's
because you never know what you're getting. Because you never know
specific.
What you're getting with somebody else.
Look, you don't know what you're getting when you know what you're getting.
Well, you know, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been yes. together for 86,000 years.
They have.
You know, how do you know, and they're not married,
yep.
how do you know if that's right for you?
You know what? I think you have to be willing to define love on your own terms. For example, I've been married now 11 years, and I still don't wear a wedding ring. It was just not important to me. What was important to me was I got the guy.
Does he wear one?
He doesn't wear one. And I was gonna get a wedding ring, and then I thought, but you know what? I care about fashion so much, and I change my look so much. I don't wanna be tied to this thing every day. And I was
yeah.
like, would you mind if I don't wear one? He's like, no, I thought it was important to you. I'm like, yeah, not really.
What
I
would
have
you,
other things.
What would you do if Jordan said he didn't want to wear a wedding ring?
I think that's a conversation you have. I don't know. I mean, I would like to wear one.
Of course you would.
I would like to wear one. So, but I feel like I feel like I would definitely probably be a little bit like, well, why? But then I definitely would be like, okay, like I can understand if that's something that you just don't want to wear a ring. Rings aren't very you. Like, I don't think the ring necessarily symbolizes somebody's faithfulness.
I agree with that.
I don't think it's a ring 100%. Is going to prevent you from taking someone's pants off.
And by the way, sometimes the ring is a magnet.
By the way, it
sometimes
is.
Sometimes people run to the ring.
Often, that's
often.
True.
That's why I wear one in my left hand.
Just a piece of advice for the single women.
Yes.
What's the best way to find someone?
Best way to find someone is be willing to be yourself and be willing to be more vulnerable than you have ever been in your life.
Right.
The only way that you can find love is if you are willing to risk it all.
But is
you have to be willing to be embarrassed, to look wrong, to look stupid, because therein lies true love.
I feel like I'm on this show.
Diane, thank you so much, you guys. Check out Diane's book, Going the Distance for Love, 22 Tips on Handling Your Issues and Finding Love Wherever It May Be. Damn, that's a title.
Yes.
Still ahead, This Is Us star Chris Sullivan is here dropping finale secrets. But first, up your style game no matter what size. The hottest trends are next.
Melissa Chatain.
My size? We all want to rock the hottest trends, so we've asked fashion expert Melissa Chatain to show us how to stay stylish no matter your size. Hello.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're back, okay?
So happy to see you. So listen, for the ladies at home that are plus, that never feel like they can shop the trends, I'm making it size inclusive. So this is the segment you do not want to miss today.
You do not, you guys, before we get started, we're putting up that QR code up on the screen right now so you can shop all of these looks. Start with Hawaiian shirts. What's the deal? How do you make them cool looking?
Okay, the tip here is to make it cool. It's all about endless summer vibes.
Wow, okay.
All right, so the first look that I have on Kendra, I have her in a Hawaiian shirt inspired by like the White Lotus vibes.
Have you watched it?
I love it. So she's wearing a White Lotus inspired shirt, Tommy Bahama.
Okay.
So the key to make it cute is to tie it in a knot in the front so you could accent your waist and make it adorable. Mm-hmm. That's a thrift store shirt, but I have one that I found from Tommy Bahama. Isn't it adorable?
Adorable. Okay. I love the jean shorts. I love the cutoffs.
The jean shorts are from J.C. James Decker. She has a store called Kitnish that has the most adorable fashions. Just drop pre-fall. You would love it.
Okay.
Those shorts are only $52. The key to make it vacation chic and summer fun is to pair it with a white heel so you can still take it from day to night. This can take you from vacation date.
I love this. Right. And this is, very cute.
To make it fun for size inclusive, we stole this look exactly from Rihanna's grocery store look from summer.
Okay.
So this is on Jahan. We stole from the guys. That shirt is from Zara Men's.
Okay.
So the way to make it fun is to only button at the front and let the rest go loose so it's a little sexy and revealing. And I paired it with a denim skirt from Target that's only $17.
This looks
and then
great.
We gave it a sky-high heel to show off our long, sexy legs from Zara.
I love this. She looks incredible. She looks like she's comfortable.
Yes, and she's a size 16, 18. So this is just size inclusive but fun. So steal from the guys. The tip here is it's not about the size, it's about how you style it.
Exactly, it's so true. Okay, so thanks to Bridgerton, corset tops are hotter than ever, which I feel like for a while now they've been in.
They've been in.
Tell us about
this. So I styled two looks, making it from day to night.
Okay.
The first look on Kendra is inspired by Khloe Kardashian.
Oh.
It's more of like a day look. And then I love that look. It's really simple. That top is from Windsor. You know that store Windsor that has a lot of fashion for prom?
Yeah.
That top is only $32. And
so
we paired
cute.
It with denim jeans from Target for only $25. And the key to make it a fun day look is pairing it with sneakers. You guys know I love my sustainable sneakers from Dr. Scholl's Shoes. If you have one piece in your closet that you need is a white leather sneaker. It's a must have that's gonna last you for all seasons. And then you need a pop of color bag to make it a fun day look. That bag's from Zara.
A little lavender, I love it.
A little lavender. So to make it a night look, the look on Jahan is inspired by Lizzo. She does like a total head to toe leather look.
Damn.
Okay.
She's so insane.
The bustier and the pants and the shoe, all from Misguided, which is a fantastic place if you're looking for plus size trends on a budget. So the tip here is Lizzo does everything super tight and sexy. I love a wide leg leather pants, which is a faux leather, but you're doing it wide leg, which is fun. The bustier top is great, but the key here, ladies, is to have the conversation piece. The third piece makes the outfit. If you didn't have the robe, it would just be kind of plain.
Basic.
Mm-hmm. So the robe is from Melissa Mercedes. Okay. She specializes in plus size luxury. That robe is only $180. But you might say it might be a little out of budget, yep, but that's an investment piece that is going to go to the distance.
And you can, I feel like you could wear that over a bathing suit. I feel like, yes, you could wear that over a mini dress. Like, there's a lot of different ways you can wear that.
And you can wear it for fall with your sweats,
right,
as well.
Okay, we have to get to knitwear because I just told you I'm obsessed with knitwear and I hope we get some cold weather this season. How, yes, did you style that?
Okay, so knitwear is the perfect transitional piece that you can wear in summer and fall. Both of the ladies are wearing the exact same dress. It's from H&M for only $21.
Ooh.
So for on Kendra, we're doing it more of the day,
okay,
of the
Kendra,
summer look. Super sexy.
Ooh.
We just paired it with a beautiful bag from H&M and heels, the white heels. Kept it super simple.
She looks amazing.
I mean, she's a
Is
stunner.
Is she kidding? Jesus, okay.
I know, she's such a stunner. But on Jahan, you can obviously show off the curves, but what I love for making it transitional for fall is wearing a blazer over your shoulders as a cape. This is a styling tip that not too many people do. This is one of my favorite styling tips. It's to make it that third piece, but wearing it as a cape. No one does that.
Really? I feel like I do that all the time, but I'm stylish.
But you're
so
a style
maybe.
Girl,
yeah.
Okay?
Thank
so
you.
Ladies at home, this is how to style it up and be a fashion girl.
I love it.
I paired it with a faux Bottega bag.
Okay.
That bag is only $20 from Amazon.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. And then those tie-up shoes are from Misguided for only $60. That's a wonderful investment piece. So that's how you take it and supersize it and make it look fabulous.
And I love the camel. It's just the perfect, like, fall sort of accessory wear.
Yes.
Just you can tell.
And this is how you add the colors. So it's, yep, layering the colors, adding the touch of brown, mm-hmm, with the white. It's how you style
I'm
it.
I'm so
it's
with
the
you.
Colors.
Thank you so much for being here. You are so prepared, so good at this all the time. Please come back. And you guys, for more styling tips, check out Melissa's Instagram at Melissa Chatain. You can also subscribe to her weekly newsletter, Elevated Living. Girl,
yes.
I love that. And coming up, JoJo See What Makes History, we'll discuss after this. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for your Hollywood Minute. BTS just rolled out their smooth new remix of their song Butter featuring Meg Thee Stallion. It's finally here after Meg recently claimed her label had blocked the release. Check it out. They know that I'm the way. Take over every summer. They must be giving Stevie if they ever had to wonder. Cause ice on my wrist, I'm the nice guy. Got that right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibe. Smooth like butter. Congrats to Diane Kruger and Norman Reedus, who just got engaged, according to People. They're a pretty private couple, so no confirmation from them yet. But they've been public with their relationship since 2017, and they share a 2-year-old daughter. And tomorrow marks the 1-year anniversary of Chadwick Boseman's death, but his legacy definitely still lives on.
My name is King T'Challa, son of King T'Chaka. Now more than ever, the illusions of the vision threaten our very existence.
Marvel says Black Panther's sequel, Wakanda Forever, will honor Chadwick and the role will not be recast. Meanwhile, Chadwick's co-star Letitia Wright suffered minor injuries on set this week while filming a stunt. She was briefly hospitalized but has been discharged and is now recuperating. And that is your Hollywood Minute. Lonnie, I hear you have a nice story about Chadwick.
I sure do. December 2018, the Hollywood Reporter was having a breakfast, mm-hmm, and my show said, well, you can go, but you got to do girl chat first. I'm like, damn. So I had to get there by 9:30, and I was trying to hurry up girl chat. I got out at 9:15, got in the car, and it was about 10 minutes away, but there was traffic. And I was like, oh, I am not going to get to this. Why am I running so,
yes,
late, right? Get there at 9:35, walk into the building, standing there is Chadwick Boseman. And I said, that's the reason why I was running so late, so I could meet him. I had a wonderful conversation with him.
Oh.
And instead of talking about Black Panther, I'm an admirer of all the other movies that he did, which was Marshall, you know, Get Up with James Brown,
yeah,
especially Thurgood Marshall. And we got to talking. We spent like 10 minutes talking, and then I was able to get this picture, and that was just a wonderful
God.
Memory. The nicest man, and he's just missed.
Oh, he is missed. Can't believe it's been a year, though.
A year!
When I read that this morning, I was like, what?
Yes.
It's just
it's been crazy, right?
Crazy.
And I think it's great that they're not going to recast.
I agree.
Just, you know what I mean?
You
it's
can.
Just phenomenal.
You
For
can't
sure.
fill those shoes. I think it was the right move.
And it's a reminder. We need to give people their roses while they are here, which is why we got a dozen for Chris Sullivan over here. Emmy nominee from This Is Us is here with some finale intel. We're going to squeeze out of him.
We're going to get the info.
Coming up.
We're all gonna be fine. This family is the only thing that matters.
The audience is witnessing people who actually love each other. That's the heart of This Is Us.
If they was crying before, I'm just saying.
There won't have to be too much acting. It'll be right on the surface.
I cannot believe this is over. Here with us today is the star of This Is Us, Chris Sullivan, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Second Emmy nomination. Yeah. Are you feeling like Susan Lucci right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling excited about it.
Where were you this time? Because I know we talked to you the first time you got the nomination.
Yes.
You with your dad.
That's
you were working in the garage,
if I can
remember correctly.
I was under a car for the entire day working with my dad. Today I was at home. You know, where we all have been for the last year and a half.
Right.
I was a little bit more prepared. I wasn't expecting to be nominated, but I was at least paying attention to my phone and the internet and what was happening. So it was much more excited. But this time we had to tamper our celebration because the baby was napping.
Well, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you so much.
You know, but continuing with the Emmy, you're nominated. The show's nominated as well.
Yes.
But it's also ending. So how does that feel?
First, the nomination for the show is something that we are all extremely excited about.
Of course.
Yes. You know, to be the only network show nominated in the drama category means a lot to us.
Huge. Wow. That's big.
And we are excited to kind of go out on this high note. You know, it's sad to be ending the show. It's going to be painful. There's going to be tears. But we are going out the way we want to, with intentionality, and ending the story the way it was always meant to be ended. And I think people are really going to enjoy the season.
Now, a lot of times whenever, like, you know, these shows end, they give the actors, like, a script that's not complete. So they don't know how it ends.
Right.
Did Dan Fogelman tell you guys how it's going to end?
We've all been given the broad strokes. We know the destination. We don't know the exact route in which we will get there. But we do all know how it ends.
Who do you think is going to cry the most in the finale?
I know.
I mean, it's always Chrissy.
Yes.
I know. We love Chrissy.
Chrissy, one of the reasons she is a brilliant actor is that she has access to her emotions like that. They are always just accessible to her in a way that I've just never seen. And so, but she definitely is going to be.
And see, season 5 ended with Kate's wedding to someone who isn't Toby. What happened?
We don't want to hear about that.
What happened?
We don't want to hear. Did Toby leave Kate or did Kate leave Toby?
I mean, that's the mystery that needs to be solved this final season, isn't it? Yeah, it was a shocker for sure. You know, Chrissy and I have known that this is the way it was going to go for a while. But again, we didn't know exactly how we were going to get there. And so it's been hard to know for the last couple of years, actually, that this is where it was going. Mm-hmm. And we've both been kind of dreading it.
I bet. I mean, look, you have a 1-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. So adorable. This baby is the cutest thing ever.
Cutest.
Mandy Moore has this baby. Are you guys doing play dates on set? Like, are you guys kicking it?
Yes. Gus and Bear have gotten together a couple of times and rolled around. but yeah, we are through our exhaustion and through our extensive schedules trying to get as much socialization as possible for these kiddos.
Who would you, from the cast, least let babysit?
Well, I would say Justin?
Yes.
But Justin already has a beautiful daughter who he has raised perfectly, and she has survived her childhood. So he would be fine, too. But I guess, out of all of them, maybe Justin.
Yeah.
The guy who owns a tequila company.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about Chadwick Boseman earlier.
Yeah.
And you two worked on the Disney movie.
Yeah, What If.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What If.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah.
What was it like working with him?
You know, I didn't get a chance. This was an animated series.
Oh, so you're
and
not
so
the room
I,
together.
I never actually got to work with him. And I did this work so long ago, but I saw this episode a week and a half ago for the first time.
Oh.
Because they've started doing press around it. And I turned it on, and there he was. And I heard his voice. And I welled up. I teared up instantly.
Oh.
I was like, Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. This is an episode that we did. I mean, I did this work 2.5 years ago.
Wow. Mm.
And it was a really emotional experience to sit there and listen to him and watch him, even in animated form. It was a beautiful experience.
What's next for you now that This Is Us is ending?
Baby number two.
I mean, we definitely want to get some travel in as soon as the world opens up and kind of show Bear all the things he's been kind of missing out on the last year. But more work, more movies, TV.
That's right.
Maybe back to the theater. I'd love to get back on stage.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a true connoisseur. Movies, TV, and theater.
You know, just about anything. Singing, dancing, you.
We can find you your next job. Thank you so much for being here. You guys, catch up on This Is Us before the final season. It's streaming now on Peacock. I'm looking at these shoes. They are fine. And if you don't have Peacock, it's easy to sign up. Just scan that QR code. It's going to pop up right on the screen. Stick around. We're talking about JoJo Siwa making history, plus our Feel Good Friday stories, and these shoes are the bomb.
The shoes.
JoJo Siwa is making history. She just joined Dancing with the Stars.
Yes!
And will be the first ever contestant to dance with a same-sex partner.
Yes!
How do you feel about this? I have mixed emotions.
Why? I think it's great.
I think it's great, too. I just hope they're not using her as a gimmick. Like, look, our first same-sex couple. Da-da-da-da-da. And then they never do it again. You know what I mean? They just make it kind of sort of this thing. Almost like, here's our first Black Bachelor and the only one you're ever gonna get. Look.
No, I think they're testing the waters. And you know what? This is the thing. When it comes to dancing, because I just did a dance show, I like leading. So I think it's good because some women want to lead.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's gonna lead, either her or the professional. But, that's the thing about dancing. So, and then this opens it up for all types of couples, instead of just, the boy girl.
100%. I think it's good. I think it's the appropriate time. I think it's the perfect person to kick this off with. I think it's smart.
She's definitely the person.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about it because JoJo Siwa is going to be here live with us on Daily Pop next week. So set your DVRs. We're going to get into all of it. Let's kick off some Feel Good Friday, y'all.
Okay.
And let's talk about this Polish javelin thrower. She auctioned off her brand new Olympic silver medal to pay for an infant's heart surgery.
My God.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait for this. And in a twist of good karma, a Polish supermarket chain bought the medal and returned it to her.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Wait a minute. It's Friday. Why we don't have no drinks?
Oh.
Gary, you slipping.
Sorry, honey.
We have to cut the budget. All right, y'all. There is Strong. And then there is Grandma Strong. This 100-year-old Tampa woman, of course she's in Tampa, set the Guinness World Record oldest competitive power lifter.
No.
Edith Murray says she picked up the sport 9 years ago after a friend suggested it to her. Edith, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you are the GOAT.
Edith.
Okay. That is unbelievable. Ooh,
how many pounds is that?
I don't care what it is, but Edith looks damn good doing it.
She's 100 years old?
She's 100 years old, and she got better form than me.
By the way, we are like cracking and crickety here. We can barely get up.
I know.
Oh, you guys, since you barely can get up, sit your ass down for next week. We're talking to Selena Gomez, Nicole Richie, JoJo Siwa, Camila Cabello, Billy Porter, so much more. Set your DVR. Lonnie's going to be here. Morgan's still rich. I'm still going to be single. Check out Daily Pop, you guys, every weekday at 11 here on E! Have a great weekend.
Bye.